Did live camera on the International Space Station reveal a space fleet from the Galactic Federation of Worlds and Intergalactic Confederation participating in a disclosure initiative coordinated with a secret Earth Alliance of Nations?
You are listening to Exopolitics Today with Dr. Michael Sala, your source for the uncensored truth regarding the human, extraterrestrial, global, and political agenda. Click the like button and subscribe to this channel. And now, here's Dr. Michael Sala.
On May 6, a formation of more than 30 UFOs was captured by one of the live cameras of the International Space Station, or the ISS. The ISS HD Earth Viewing Experiment gives a spectacular high-altitude live feed of Earth as the ISS orbits at an altitude of approximately 250 miles or 400 kilometers at over 17,000 miles per hour or 27,600 kilometers per hour. During the live feed, a large formation of disc-shaped UFOs appeared and moved across the full visual field of the camera before disappearing. According to information received by Elena Danan, a former professional French archaeologist, the UFOs belong to cooperating extraterrestrial organizations that are part of an officially sanctioned disclosure plan being conducted with an Earth Alliance. The founder of the UFO Sightings Daily website, Scott Waring, discovered the UFO fleet when he examined a newly indexed archive from the ISS HD Earth Viewing Camera. He saw a fleet of over 30 discs in the ISS live cam and subsequently made a video of it on May 8. The video clearly shows disc-shaped UFOs flying in formation not far below the ISS altitude. When I saw the UFO formation, I first checked the NASA website to confirm that it was legitimate ISS footage taken by the HD Earth Viewing Experiment. The UFO fleet appears at the 1 hour 12 minute mark of an official video archive maintained by the IBM Corporation. The UFO fleet moved from right to left at a similar speed to the Earth's rotation as typically seen from the ISS during daylight hours. This suggests the UFO formation was either stationary or traveling much slower than the ISS, as both orbit around the Earth at different altitudes. The UFO formation is not a Starlink satellite convoy that follows a linear flight path similar to a train with carriages. In contrast, the UFO fleet flew in a rough arrowhead formation. More importantly, Starlink satellites orbit Earth at an altitude of 340 miles or 550 kilometers, meaning they would be orbiting above the ISS. It could not be seen by the HD Earth viewing camera, which is pointed downwards towards the Earth. I asked Elena Danan if her primary Galactic Federation of Worlds contact, Thorhan Aregian, knew anything about the UFO formation. This was her answer. "Yes, Michael, this is part of the disclosure plan with the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Thorhan confirms it is one of their fleets performing this in collaboration with the ISS. He asks to pay attention to the pattern. Remember, as I told you a few months ago, consequent to the arrival of the Intergalactic Confederation near Jupiter, it was decided that a disclosure plan would be put in action. The Earth Alliance is in charge of disclosing documents, the Galactic Federation of Worlds and the Interplanetary Confederation showing their ships increasingly to get civilians progressively used to the ET presence without causing chaos." He also says that the enemy will try everything they can to discredit this plan of action, but will not manage to stop it. End quote. I've discussed in previous articles information supplied by Elena Danan and other credible sources such as my US Army source, JP, Alex Collier and James Gilliland about fleets of spacecraft recently entering our solar system and parking themselves in the vicinity of Jupiter. It was indeed revealed by Elena back on October 10, 2021, that spacecraft belonging to the Intergalactic Confederation would soon start moving towards Earth's orbit. She quoted Thorhan, who said, "The fleet from the Intergalactic Confederation has arrived in this star system. Their ships will be stationed around Jupiter for a while, until further notice, to move nearer to Earth's orbit." End quote. The ISS live camera footage appears to corroborate that spacecraft belonging either to the Intergalactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation of Worlds, have moved into Earth's orbit and have begun revealing themselves. Importantly, the craft are not being shot at by ground-based directed energy weapons, which happened back in the infamous STS-48 incident in 1991. A live camera feed showed a UFO taking evasive action from what appeared to be a laser weapon, shot from Earth. The fact that such a formation could be photographed near the ISS and not be shot at suggests that the flying saucer formation is part of an officially sanctioned disclosure plan by an Earth alliance. Elena relayed more details from Thorhan about the disclosure plan currently underway. Quote, Thorhan adds that the Earth Alliance will soon disclose information about TR-3B and retro-engineered technology. He adds that they will present it first as defense secret programs developed to protect the US from other nations' attacks. The off-world programs will be revealed in a second part, later at an unknown date, depending on when this first information will be digested by civilians. End quote. It makes sense that the TR-3B would be the first anti-gravity spacecraft to be revealed to the general public, as it is built using indigenous Earth technologies and can be easily explained as a product of human engineering. Measuring 600 feet in width, the equilateral triangle-shaped TR-3B is a huge and impressive classified anti-gravity spacecraft that would shock the aerospace industry, which has not been informed of its existence over the last four decades. The US Space Force and Space Command could officially unveil their TR-3B spacecraft to assure the public that the GPS satellite grid is protected from foreign attack at a time of great uncertainty caused by the Ukraine war. In addition, UAPs or UFOs have been categorized as a national security threat by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, leading to much speculation of a false flag alien attack being planned by the deep state. The unveiling of the TR-3B would set the stage for future disclosures of reverse-engineered extraterrestrial spacecraft used in secret space programs belonging to members of the Earth Alliance. While many fear a nuclear war may emerge due to NATO members increasing arms shipments into the Ukraine conflict, it is reassuring to know that there is secret cooperation by members of the Earth Alliance for disclosure of anti-gravity and off-world technologies. In addition, extraterrestrial civilizations are doing their part to awaken humanity by revealing their spacecraft through the International Space Station and other available means. This has been Dr. Michael Sala with Exopolitics Today. I wish to thank Elena Danan for sharing Thorhan's answer about the origins of the UFOs captured by the ISS live feed. My next webinar will be held on May 21 and is titled Halls of Records, Space Portals, Inner Earth and Our ET Heritage. Please take a look at the webinar trailer, which has just been released, for more information. Finally, remember to like and share this podcast and to subscribe to my email list to get future updates.